Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing to answer the question, is it a waste of money to send your child to a Christian school? The parent of several young people who had failed in Christian schools made a comment that went something like this, I wasted my money on Christian schools to have one son have to get married, one daughter kicked out, and all three get in with the wrong crowd. They were better off in public schools. All this week I'm answering that comment, a comment, by the way, that I vigorously disagree with. I've invested my life in Christian schools. I've taught in them for over 20 years. I've been an administrator in three different Christian schools, and I've supported Christian schools on many occasions on this program. And so I think it's important that we look at the role that a Christian school can play in the training and development of a child. In the first place, the Christian school does not lay the foundation of training that your child receives. It can only build upon the foundation that you've already laid in that child's life. Educators are unanimous in their agreement that it is the first few years of a child's life that are the most important in determining the direction in which the child will go. As the old proverb puts it, as the twig is bent, so the tree will grow. In his book, Husbands, Wives, Parents, Children, Ralph Martin concludes that young children will naturally adopt those patterns of life that they regularly see in the actions of their parents. Martin Simon, writing in the book Ventures in Family Living, says that corrective discipline is best when begun early and given lovingly, firmly, and consistently. Earl Schaefer, a child development expert at the University of North Carolina, says that schools can only educate at the level initially developed and maintained by the child's family and community. The key to the child's success in reading is less in the reading method we use when he enters first grade than in his total life experience in the early years before three. A study directed by Dr. Burton White of Harvard University showed that the first years of life determined the intellectual development of later years. What these authorities are saying is clear. The home is where it all begins, and the Christian school can only build upon the foundation that the child brings with him when he enrolls. If the foundation is strong, the school can build a strong life. If the foundation is weak, the school can only build a weak life. This is true academically, and it's true spiritually as well. The Christian school is a valuable help in training your child properly, but it is only a help. It must never be a substitute for the training that you provide your children. Further, the Christian school cannot undo wrong habits and moral standards that you've built into your children. You've given your child several years in which to form his habits, and those habits will likely remain with him unless there's a change in the home environment. You need to recognize your responsibility for the child's training. Use the Christian school to help you, just as you'd use a good church and youth program to assist you as well. But recognize that you carry the major responsibility, a responsibility that is so important that you need to be working at it right now. Don't let the Christian school do your job. It's bound to fail. Set out today to begin to prepare your child for the life that lies ahead of him.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.